George Toma has been a household name in groundskeeping since the Kansas City A's were in town. He started working with the Kansas City Chiefs during their first year here in 1963. Toma has also worked with the NFL for every single Super Bowl, including this year's in Arizona. Now 94, Toma has planted the seeds for top-notch groundskeepers who followed his work. Greg Eklund spoke with him for KCUR in Glendale.
I'm a coal miner from Pennsylvania, and when my dad died when I was 10 years old, I had to get a job. When I was 12, I got a job with my neighbor, who was a groundskeeper for the Wilkes-Barre Indians owned by the Cleveland Indians, and from there I went on. When I was 16, a senior in high school, Bill Veeck bought the Cleveland Indians and made me the head groundkeeper at 16 years old. Then I went on from there, and here's where I landed today. There's my cane, and I'm on the cane, but I'm still going. And this is my son, Ryan. He's 39 years old. He's a Delta airline pilot, so he takes a little time off to be with me. And with me using a cane, he helps me a lot.
Now, you have said that grass's worst enemy are the feet. Right. Yet you're going to have rehearsals and all kinds of, how will this field hold up through all that?
Well, actually, I hate to say this, but the halftime show is more important than the game. You know what I mean? Saturday, we started to have rehearsals. So we covered the field with a field cover. And after that first rehearsal, we noticed that they're making so quick turns, they're hurting the grass a little bit. So now we had to put a geotextile in there and an Inca mat to help protect it a little bit. Back at the Super Bowl in Miami, the Chiefs and the 49ers, I was talking to the commissioner, and I says, "Commissioner, I'm sticking up for the Chiefs today. Me and Lamar Hunt were so close. This way..." He told me that I can't stick up for the Chiefs. He said, "George, you work for the league pays you, you gotta be normal. I mean neutral." I worked for the Kansas City Chiefs from 1963 until 1989. And I've been away from the Chiefs for 35 years. And that fall, they called me up and said, "We like to see you at our office." I went out there and Norma Hunt presented me with a Super Bowl ring after being away for 35 years. And I only live 2.5 hours from Philadelphia. That's a born and raised. And I always rooted for the Eagles. When I was 9, 10 years old, my uncle would take me down to Shy Park to see the Phillies play and the Eagles play. And if I had two hearts, one would be with the Chiefs and one would be with the Eagles. We have people here now, Randy Baker, who is their head groundkeeper for Belton High School. This is his 24th Super Bowl. The first Super Bowl, I took him to Pasadena when he just out of high school. And we have a very good groundkeeper at the Kansas City Chiefs, Travis Hogan. And Travis is out here. And when Travis came here, he brought all his electronic equipment and he has it on the field. I never stepped on better grass in 81 years in this game as I step on when I go to Arrowhead.
That's legendary groundskeeper George Toma, who spoke with Greg Eklund this week at the Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona. This Sunday will be the 57th year in a row that Toma has helped tend a Super Bowl turf.